Here's a depressing statistic. In Massachusetts, over half of all young adult men released from jails and prisons go back within 3 years. The state's largest county wants to disrupt that cycle. A few months ago, it adopted a new approach, teaching responsibility. As Christina Quinn of member station WGBH reports, the more responsibility inmates learn, the greater freedom they can earn.
On the top floor of the Middlesex House of Correction and Jail in Billerica, Massachusetts, there's a barbershop, a library, even a meditation room. This is the PACT unit. It stands for People Achieving Change Together. It's designed specifically for 18 to 24-year-olds who want to make sure this is the last time they're here, like 22-year-old Eric Darden.
I want to just kind of break the cycle and try to strive to be better instead of coming back.
He's finishing up a 2-year sentence for armed robbery and assault and battery. Besides having a cell all to himself, he says the atmosphere in the PACT unit is distinctly different from the rest of the jail. In his last cell block, he'd always been on guard, but here?
You don't have to worry about looking over your back. You have a situation, you can talk about it, instead of like someone trying to hype it up.
1, 16, I have like a list.
In the PACT unit, the unspoken rules of jail politics fall by the wayside. Inmates and corrections officers have a more relaxed relationship. But the idea of putting all these young guys in one block was something Assistant Deputy Superintendent Scott Chappett initially didn't want to do.
I thought they were totally crazy. Most of our discipline is with that age group, right? The fighting, just refusing to do things.
That crazy idea is something Middlesex County Sheriff Peter Katujan wanted to try. He's tired of seeing the same people cycle in and out of his jail.
Everything about this unit is designed in a way to prepare them for reentry by giving them some of the skill sets that they didn't have and some of the introspection that they never had.
They do that by attending mandatory anger management meetings, sessions with therapists, and consistently reporting to work or class. All of them had to apply to be here. This approach is motivated by scientific research. Studies show brain development continues into the mid-20s, meaning programs like these can make a big difference in rehabilitation.
For these young men who are in a very significant part of their lives where change can be profound, you need to make sure that you're replicating what life will be on the outside. Otherwise, they'll never be able to re-engage.
That means more phone privileges and face-to-face visits with family if they stick to the program. The sheriff's office partnered with the Vera Institute of Justice, a research and reform group. They looked to Germany's prison system, a leader in prioritizing rehabilitation and resocialization. It's a departure for U.S. prisons.
It's different. It's uncomfortable. It might feel like a risk.
The Vera Institute's Alex Frank is one of the key players in helping prisons take that risk.
At this juncture in the U.S., I think it's a leap that more and more systems are willing to take.
In Bristol County, Massachusetts, Sheriff Thomas Hodgson is known for his stricter approach. He thinks we're not addressing the main problem, preventing at-risk youth from getting into trouble in the first place.
I think it's great that this experimental unit is being tried, but I believe if we want to stop this cycle of recidivism and increased dysfunction and people coming to jail, it takes a lot more time to change people who are so far down the road.
Connecticut launched the nation's first young adult unit over a year ago. There have been no reports of any fights since it opened, so they're launching two more, including one at a women's prison. Seven other jurisdictions across the country also want in and are now on the Vera Institute's waiting list. For NPR News, I'm Christina Quinn in Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is NPR News.